Sean Nolan and Swift Current with Arthur Miller as the Broncos get set to take on the Calgary Hitmen tonight. And Arthur, your thoughts on last night's game?
You know, I thought we played really good, outchanced them. Playing really good at home, and I feel like we just need to get past a point where when you get those many chances, you just got to bear down and put the puck in the net. And it's just coming from everybody, and as soon as you get one, you'll start getting them, but we just got to get that first goal to get us on our feet.
Someone who's not a player, who hasn't been in that situation, what do you think are the key things you can do that makes the difference between a good scoring chance and actually being able to convert your chances?
You know, lots of things like that, if you're not getting chances, or if you're not putting the puck in the net, you just got to stay positive. And to get those chances, you just got to put the puck down low and just do whatever it is to get to start those chances in the O zone by cycling the puck, throwing pucks on that, and chances come from there, and hopefully you get a good bounce.
If you guys are not confident right now, like the coaching staff sort of talks about trying to get shots, if you're a little hesitation on your shots, do you feel like that could be the difference of trying to get pucks off your stick a little quicker?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. If you're not confident, like throwing the puck on net in any situation is not a bad option at all. And coming from there, you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it trickles in, or good rebound to your winger or your defenseman, whatever it is. Throwing pucks on net, getting pucks down low in the ozone is just always a good
play. Last few games, you've had a chance to play with Glenn Godden and Jamal Watson. And I know that move seemed to spark you guys in the game against Kootenay in particular. How have you approached getting that opportunity? And, you know, as a rookie, you're going to move to different spots in the lineup. But when you get a chance like that, what do you have to do with it?
You know, I take that when I get that chance, it's the best chance I can get. And I'm just so happy to play with those two guys, especially Watson last year in the league and Godden, one of the best players in the league my age, drafted St. Louis. And I just feel like learning from them and playing with them, it just helps me out so much for experience for next year and just in the league. It just helps me watching them practice, play. And I just take so much from them and look up to them so much.
What do you have to do to be successful in that position?
I just got to do the game plan and work hard and make the plays out of there and just watch what they're doing and go from there and keep energy on that line and just do whatever it is to keep a positive play.
Looking back on it now, big picture, since you arrived here from the Quebec League, what's your experience in Swift Current been like for you?
I like it a lot. Really close to home is a big thing, and just the energy that the boys have and the great group of boys that are here and how welcoming they made me feel, and just a great town of Swift. I just really like it. Everything about it is just great, and I'm just so happy that I came here.
Do you feel like even in the short time that you've been here, you've been able to make some progress as a player, and how do you look at that?
For sure. Mark Lamb as a coach has helped me with everything, especially with Smith and Huey. Definitely they've helped me so much come as a player, as my physicality game and also my offensive game. They just gave me so much. They gave me the best opportunity I could as playing in the Western League, coming from the Quebec League, not playing. And they just had so much positive in me, and without them, I wouldn't be where I am as a player. And I feel like, without a doubt, that they've made me become a better player.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Arthur Miller, Swift Current Broncos forward, getting set to face the Calgary Hitmen tonight. Coming up next, we'll talk to the coaches. It's the Broncos and the Hitmen on the Eagle 94.1.